This is Dortell Williams with a prisoner's perspective called Prisons, the New Growth Industry. America, the great America, is renowned throughout the world for its entrepreneurial opportunities and economic prowess. Its methods of ascension haven't always been the most glamorous, though. Almost immediately after its birth, infant America embarked on one of the most brutal and horrific human exploitation schemes known to man, slavery. Native Americans, and particularly black slaves, were worked and beaten to a deathly demise for profit. Their owners, with delicate, manicured hands and dressed immaculately, grew rich from their chattel labor. Later, the Industrial Revolution spread that wealth to an extent, growing the middle class. Even a portion of the descendants of slaves got a piece of the action. Growing beside the Industrial Revolution, and then surpassing what is now a bygone age, is the military-industrial complex. Profits and their unfathomable trillions are collected off wars, destruction, and grisly death. Emerging still is yet another profit monster, America's multi-billion dollar prison matrix. $60 billion a year to cage and confine a large and growing mass of nonviolent human beings. The state of California alone doles out $10 billion annually for its prison system, the largest in the world, with 174,000 prisoners and another 125,000 on parole or in juvenile detention. Just 4 years ago, Californians were paying just half that for so-called corrections. To put it in perspective, the U.S. watch industry pulls in $6 billion a year, and U.S. mass transit collects $8.8 billion a year. Yet, the state of California's annual prison budget alone exceeds these national numbers. There's more. The American fuel and coal consumption amounts to $16.9 billion annually, and our use of stationery supplies adds up to $17.7 billion. And we spend $35.6 billion on personal care, none of which comes close to the national $60 billion a year prisons suck up while sapping the life out of their inhabitants. Prisons are one of the fastest growing industries of our time. The brutal and horrific business of locking up people, separating families, stigmatizing for life, drug addicts and other nonviolent souls is the financial lifeline of a few rich folk against the poor masses. And what does America get for all those greenbacks? Not much. The highest recidivism rate in the world, the highest unemployed parolee pool on the globe, and the highest prison-to-homeless rate on record. In other words, dismal failures what taxpaying citizens see in return for this thing we call corrections. With every new prison and the breaking of new ground for each new penal site, we're just digging society deeper into a bigger financial hole with the gravest of possible societal returns. And for what? For the few that profit off prisons? With a prisoner's perspective, this is Dortell Williams. To hear more about how your tax dollars are being wasted, log on to prisonradio.org. These commentaries are produced by Noel Hanrahan and Mary Bishop.
That's a commentary by Dortell Williams, an inmate at Lancaster State Prison. You can hear more of his commentaries at prisonradio.org. Keep up.